Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. I do hope you enjoy the content. And remember, if you haven't already got them, your pure blood and face mask exempt badges are available. Link below. 10% off for the next couple of days. Otherwise, they go back up to full standard price. So you can get those. And by the way, if you're a pure blood and you're not afraid to show your true colors, please consider buying one of our Pure Blood t-shirts. And obviously the funds from all of these shenanigans are all about funding the continuing operation of this platform. So I hope you'll maybe consider doing one of those things. Right, today is Mask Freedom Day in England. Let the bells roll out. Let the celebrations begin. Let the dancing in the public square commence. Because from today, it's no longer a requirement under regulations to wear face masks. Now, in England, of course, in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland, they want us to keep wearing the masks. Oh, their hearts are breaking at the prospect of us not wearing masks. There's a couple of things to be said. First of all, some of us have never worn a mask, so there's nothing different about today than yesterday. So there's that to be said. And I know some of my English friends who will be listening to this will be the same as me and will have stayed mask-free for the duration, not bullied into wearing the muzzles, not hiding their face, not joining the cult. So that's the first thing to say. But I guess for the vast majority of people, and I think, you know, we can say that during these regulations, the majority obeyed, sadly. Today, they can take off their masks and be free, show their faces again. There is no requirement. It is no longer a government regulation. Now, whether it was ever law is a debatable point, but that's muted this at this particular stage in things. Masks are no longer required, which begs a couple of interesting questions. First of all, I see that the large supermarket group Sainsbury's have said they want to encourage shoppers and members of staff to keep wearing masks. Why is that, Sainsbury's? To stay safe. Yes, but masks don't stop you from getting it or from spreading it. Yeah, they do. No, they don't. They don't, Sainsbury's. So why are you doing this? Why is this large retailer seeking to sustain the wearing of face muzzles? There's absolutely no reason for it. And I suspect a vast majority of their customers will give them the proverbial two fingers to this one. When I go into my local Sainsbury's, where I am told I have to wear a mask, I don't wear a mask. But it'll be interesting to see just how many of their own customer base turns against them for their bizarre decision to encourage the continued wearing of masks. Morrison's, which is another large English chain, they have said that from today, masks will not be required. So they're actually, in other words, they're falling in line with government regulations. And in these circumstances, what ordinarily happens is these large corporations, they're all given the heads up by government so they can be prepared. So it's very strange that Sainsbury's would choose to go against the grain and say, or maybe they just want to virtue signal their goodness to government by saying, oh, look, government, be nice to us. We are super compliant. Even when you tell us to end the mask wearing, we're going to keep wanting to keep it going. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Or do they have some uber bedwetter in charge of Sainsbury's strategic policies, as is in this case? So time will tell in that one. But time will also tell how many people in England today will actually stop wearing those masks. And it'll be really interesting to see. So I'd like you to tell me, we're doing a live stream tonight on Podbean here, our usual Thursday 8 p.m. live stream. Do join us. And if you're in England, or indeed Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, let me know what the story is regarding people wearing masks. I can tell you what it's like for me, because as I say, we have not followed England. Unfortunately, our little tyrannical government wants to keep wearing masks, even though they are starting to ease some of the regulations. But the whole theatre around masks, it's too good for them to give up on at this point. But I'd be really interested to know if you're in England today, what you find. Are people starting to take their masks off? I also think it's going to set up some very interesting standoffs, because you've got Sadiq Khan, the little dwarf mayor of London, saying, well, he's going to insist that masks are still worn on the underground and on public transport in London. Don't you dare, Boris Johnson, tell me how people in the UK capital will behave. Well, hang on a second, Boris Sadiq Khan. You're not the Prime Minister of the UK. And whilst I've got big issues with Boris Johnson and want to see him gone, at the end of the day, if he is the Prime Minister and he makes the laws regarding England, not you, Sadiq Khan. So I don't think anybody who doesn't wear a mask on the London Underground today or tomorrow or any other day has any chance of being legally prosecuted for it or fined. I don't think there's any chance of that. But it does set up this dynamic between, if you like, the UK government at Westminster and Sadiq Khan in his mayor's office in London. So that's going to be an interesting one to see how that one develops as well. And just generally to see what the percentage split was going to be. You know, if the English people is 100% of the population, will 50% take off their masks? Would it be 80%? Would it be 90%? What will it be? Will it be 20%? I don't know. I have no idea. What I do know is that there are obviously some people who, and you see them on social media, so that immediately alerts me to the fact that they are probably a vociferous but tiny minority who are saying, well, I'm not giving up my mask. My mask keeps me safe and protects others, so I'm keeping it on. So thank you very much, but no thanks, Boris Johnson. In fact, I'm going to wear two masks from today. That's how safe I want to be. Now, some of these are grifters, and we know that. We know there are certain doctors on social media like Twitter that I could name, and they have a financial interest in keeping the mask obsession continuing. And maybe it will, I don't know. I suspect, though, that people just essentially follow what government tells them. It's tragic. I wish they wouldn't. But government is telling them in England, take off your mask. So we shall see very shortly just how many of them go along with that. But frankly, I'd love to see a big bonfire of all those hateful blue face muzzles as people actually regain the freedom that they should never, ever have agreed to be taken off them in the first place anyway. So that's it for me, folks. Let's watch and see. Thanks for listening.